Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before he got hurt, he said expectations were so high. We were having such a great season. I was on a historic pace, and then I got hurt. And he said, that seems like it's the story of my career. Every time it's going well, something seems to happen to derail it. So while he says he's happy to be back, very much wants to be on the floor, Embiid said he wishes that he was healthier than the 70 to 80% he feels right now.
Well, we all do too. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. Embiid talking to Lisa Salters before the game, wishing he was a little healthier than the 70, 80% he is now. Had a great start to the game, the fall after the self alley-oop, and then not great down the stretch. 0-5 in the fourth quarter. Sixers drop game one. All right, we'll get to some keys for game two tonight. But we do have an injury update, Hugh, and one that we were not expecting. According to all the reporters up there covering the series in New York, Tyrese Maxey is now questionable tonight for this game with an illness, not expected to be at shoot-around today, Hugh. So we have now a Maxey illness to add to the mix here. Hopefully, I mean, I'd imagine unless it's terrible, he's going to play. I mean, I can't imagine he would miss the game tonight with an illness.
He missed the game.
But obviously, it could impact him if he's not feeling well.
Yeah, he can have one of them Jordan games. I think that, like, for me, when I hear NBA players are sick, it just sets up, you know, Jordan game loading. You know that they're going to have a monster game.
There's
have
only
a monster
one
game.
Jordan game.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's going to be Jordan, but I think that when most guys get hurt, that's their mindset.
Sure.
They're trying to emulate that. Like, a lot of people can't live up to that, but just to go out there and play through that, man, because Jordan did it. Like, Jordan set the bar so high for cats to get hurt and everything and to play through injury and stuff like that. That's what you think about as a player. At least I do. I think about Jordan game.
Well, let's hope he can play through it and play well tonight. The line is moving on this game. It's up to 6 now. The Knicks are favored by 6 points tonight. It's crazy how it changed. From Saturday, it was 2.5. When I woke up Saturday, it was 2.5. It moved to 4.5 before game time. Obviously, the Knicks won the game. And now we're looking at 6 tonight off of the Embiid, whatever that was. And we'll see how he is. And now Maxey with an illness. All right, some things tonight that I think need to change for them to have a chance to in this series to retake command, to win tonight. I got a few things here on my mind that I think they need to change. All right, number one, I think this is most obvious. Can they please rebound tonight?
Those second chance points.
Oh my goodness,
killed them.
It just is so. There's nothing more frustrating than watching a team not rebound and give up offensive rebounds.
Yeah,
over and over.
But it was kind of similar the other night too when they played the Miami Heat. They were getting killed.
Not like this, though.
Yeah, but the turnovers and everything.
Yeah, the turnovers actually were fine on Saturday. I think there was 12 to 11. They actually took care of the basketball. My goodness, the rebounding advantage for the Knicks on Saturday, that has to be fixed. Or that's number one. The second thing is, can we please get Tobias Harris off the floor? I mean, 31 minutes the other night. I know he's your guy, Hugh. I mean, 31 minutes. 7 points?
Yeah, he gave you 7 of them things. Yeah.
He can't play that much. He cannot.
But who you going to put in there? Because you didn't get a whole lot from your bench this weekend either. Like, that was the problem.
I'll give them more run.
You know, when you talk about the bench of the Knicks and our bench, we only got, 7 points off the bench.
I would play Batum a little more. I would give Paul Reed more of a chance to be out there because at least he can rebound. I understand Tobias is going to play some. He's not going to get benched fully. I'm not expecting that. But I can't have all those minutes with no production. He's missing threes by 5 feet.
Yeah, at some point, but though, you're going to need him. But yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. 31 minutes to be out there and give you 7 points, that's a little much.
It's a lot much. Right, can we hear from Nick Nurse about Tobias maybe being a little more involved on the offensive end?
He needs to get involved. Nico needs to get involved. Kelly needs to get involved. Like there's a lot more. Buddy needs to get involved. Like, there's a lot more people that need to get involved.
That didn't sound like a coach excited about getting more shots for Tobias Harris. Everyone's got to get involved. All right, two more things I think need to change for them to win this game tonight, along with Embiid, obviously, you know, being more of himself. How about late in the game, Tyrese Maxey takes over? Kyle mentioned this early. Now, Maxey's sick tonight, which complicates things, but if he's well enough to be himself, I want the ball in his hands late if Joel Embiid isn't himself physically. You know, Watching Joel just stand there and take flat-footed threes in the fourth quarter, they can't guard Maxey, Hugh. He gets the basket whenever he wants. 3 minutes to go. If this is a tight game tonight, I want the offense going through Maxey tonight.
It does feel like Maxey's starting to come into his own a little bit. So I don't have a problem with that. You're talking about giving me 33 points the other night and playing as long as he did. I don't have a problem with that. It looks like he's going to probably, in order for us to get through this, he's going to have to probably play a little bit more and be a little bit more of the focal point of this offense.
Yeah, and look, he did a lot the other night. I mean, he took 26 shots. He played 44 minutes. I just want him to have the ball in his hands. Like, that's the one tweak. Be the offense late in the
Take
game.
Take a little bit of the pressure off of Joel for he don't have to feel like he's doing it all.
Yeah, well, if he can't do it. I mean, the fourth quarter on Saturday, Joel couldn't do it. He had no lift. He couldn't move. And the last thing, then back to your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Buddy Hield. When they traded for Buddy Hield. Remember what Daryl Morey told us when they traded for Buddy Hield? Do you guys remember that? Remember what he said, Hugh, when they traded for Buddy Hield?
Can't remember exactly what he said.
He said he puts the fear of God in opponents. Buddy Hield. Do we have it? Do we have Morey here? I'd like to hear this because when they traded for Buddy Hield, again, this guy is, you know, one of the more, I'd say, volume three-point shooters in the history of the NBA. When they traded for Buddy Hield, here's what Daryl Morey told us.
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded. And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team. And we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams.
The fear of God.
Yeah, he ain't get you nothing other night.
So what Daryl Morey is saying, I mean, the fear of God thing was a little bit over the top,
a little bit, but him
saying he's one of the, he has the most, some of the most 3-point shots ever. He's right. Buddy Hield has 1,924 threes in his career. It's more than Glenn Rice. It's more than Steve Nash. It's more than Peja Stojakovic. It's more than Kobe Bryant. Like, this guy has made a career, Hugh, out of shooting threes. He took one the other night.
Yeah.
Come on.
You need more out of this, guys. But like I said, that playing in the Garden, no excuses. The other night, it'd have been hard for anybody to beat the Knicks in that Garden with that atmosphere being what it was and the way that they were shooting.
But he's got to play the Garden tonight.
Yeah, he does. And I think that the mystique of being in the Garden has worn off, and I think that they're going to have a better showing tonight.
Yeah.
When you look at the box score and the way that game was going, you feel like they should have been blown out. But they still have some opportunities to win that basketball game, and I think they're gonna get it together tonight. You always wanted, like, what you wanted is still in play, Joe. Because you want to steal one up there.
No, I know. But I just need him to shoot. I mean, I don't care about playing the Madison Square Garden or the moon. He's got to take more than one shot. Like, what do I care what arena they're in?
You know, it's funny. I think it's something to be said about playing in the Mecca. It did for that playoff atmosphere to be like it was in New York. They haven't seen that. You know, it's funny. Who was the dude that played was it Turtle? That was on Entourage?
Yeah, yep.
He's a big Knicks fan. And he was talking all that trash. And he was talking about the last time we were in the playoffs and all this other stuff. And I was like, hold up, dog. If I'm not mistaken, it ain't like y'all playoff history is that great either.
Well, I think they said it when the game started Saturday. The Sixers haven't been to the conference finals in 23 years, and the Knicks haven't been there in 24 years.
Yeah, and I'm like he talking all this trash, and I'm like, hold up, dog. You got a lot of room to talk. Like, I mean, it ain't like y'all playoff history has been stellar. And then, like, listen, Steve, I know he's probably not listening, but Stephen A., I'm going to need you to take it down a little bit with your Knicks love, though. Just a little bit, though.
Have you ever known Stephen A. to take it down a little bit on anything?
You know, I was about to text him and be like, hold up, dog. You need to just you know what I mean?
Oh, he's going to the game tonight, buddy.
No, he's definitely going to the game. But he was just like, it was over the – like, his Knicks love was just over the top other day, man.
Well, it's like when he hates the Cowboys, but the opposite. It's like the opposite. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't think I'm asking too much, asking Buddy Hield to shoot the basketball. They traded for him to shoot threes. Like, I'm watching Miles McBride, who no one knew who that guy was till a month ago, shoot seven threes the other night. Buddy, when you're on the court, take some shots. Like, this is, I'm not even asking him to make them. Just attempt them. Like, just do what you were brought here to do. Take some threes. It's just like, it's weird. I don't get it. Like, when a player's, their whole career, they shoot threes, and they get on the court for the Sixers, I'm not going to shoot threes. Like, why? TR is in Winfield. What's up, TR?
Nothing, man. One thing I'm saying is this. Embiid is scared to get physical because he doesn't want to get tired. He won't back down and post up on a guy. Would either he'll back down a little bit and turn around and shoot the jump shot. which he doesn't want to, you know, get tired by the banging on the inside. That's one thing. Then that move he made off the court and all that, it's some flimsy, people might not think I'm tripping, might think I'm bugging, but it's just his footwear, them sneaks he was wearing, too. They're not giving him the right support for his body, man, them sneaks that he's wearing. But I just think that Embiid is just not in shape, man. He don't want to bang and get physical and dominate. If he's in good condition, he will be dominating with that side. He's not trying to have a dominating or be a dog in there. He's playing too soft. That's his problem. He's soft. That's all. He's not in shape. That's what I'm looking at. He don't want to bang and get rough in there, man.
Well, and those like Knicks should. Bigs, TR, they do. They want to bang. They do. I mean, they're physical. Like
right.
the Mitchell Robinson and the Hartenstein guy, they gave him 40 minutes of physical basketball.
Right. And then B, as soon as they touch him, he'll turn around and take a little short jump shot and miss. Because he's scared to bang and use his size over those guys. He's bigger than those guys. And he won't use it to his advantage. And that's why he's just soft, man. He might need to do some more cardio, man. That's his problem. And I've seen them cheap. I watched his feet. It's some cheap sneaks he got on that he's wearing. Also, I don't care what nobody say. And I just think that he's gonna cost us the series, man. Because he doesn't play like a big man. And I'm tired of seeing him shoot them stupid shots when he shoots some hero shots at inopportune times. He's gonna cost us the series, I think, man, because of his play right now.
Well, if he plays like he did on Saturday, they don't win the series. TR, we appreciate that. That's what I believe. He's shot under 50% in 9 straight playoff games. I mean, Hugh, whether it's his sneakers or it's his knee or it's his mental state, he's got to be better.
Yeah, he does have to be better. He has to get comfortable with his body, man. I mean, it's just the bottom line for me, Joe, is that he has to get comfortable with that surgically repaired knee, and he has to finish taking over the game. Because, like I said, I feel like if he could have just kept his feet and wouldn't have had that scary moment, he would have been in position to take over the game at that point. That's a momentum changer. In my opinion, that would have been the one where, you know, he feel like, okay, I feel okay, I can take over now.
I just wonder, Kyle, like, as the playoffs go along, whether it's a silly dunk attempt, and we could debate that, or it's just what happened last week against the Magic. Like, it's hard to play basketball and not land weird, all right?
Yeah.
Like, so this is going to keep happening. He's either going to have to get through it or they're in trouble.
Right. Like, So that's my whole thing. Like, and I feel like TR almost was doing what I like. He's talking out of both sides of your mouth. Like, oh, he can't play physical. They're playing too physical for him. But then you go and say that when he drives to the paint and makes that dunk like that, that, you know, that it's stupid. Like, it's one or the other. So that's my whole thing. And then here's where I feel like it's a like different in a positive sense than years before. Because let's face it, every year we have some sort of injured version of Joel Embiid in the playoffs. You know what he's been able to do this year that he hasn't in the past? Pass out of double teams. He's been passing excellently.
Yeah, I think this is the best version we've ever seen him as a passer.
Yeah.
So, if
he's going to get doubled and if he's, you know, not 100%, then the passing, I think, could carry us through the series.
That pass he had up the court for
amazing.
The layup was
really good.
Probably the best pass I've seen him make in his entire NBA career. That was awesome. And he's also done it out of the half court, too, like he did the Wednesday night game against the Heat with Tatum. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff? What are you feeling?
Daryl Morey always sounds like he just came up a flight of steps when he's in a press conference.
Oh, it's every time. I don't get. Maybe he's working out before the press conferences. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't get it. I got a quick Phillies point. How about that Johan Rojas being the number four hitter average-wise on the Phillies right now?
What's that, 265, 264?
264, bro.
Huh.
He just had an incredible week and a half.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Huh. I don't want to say nothing about it.
Yeah, victory lap coming for you in a few minutes here.
You go on your lap. That's not my style.
No, it's fun, though.
Come on, Hugh. Dunk on him.
We need you to run around the studio.
Do a self-alley-oop like Embiid on Joe.
I'm the baseball guy around here, of course.
Trey Turner up around 340. Yeah, he's doing pretty good, too. Don't wave that wand yet, Joe.
Yeah, a little eat crow today for me. Trey's looked awesome here.
Yeah, they're playing well.
Yep.
All right, so with the Sixers, you guys both were kind of questioning earlier whether Joel's mental fortitude or whatever. Have you not been paying attention for the last 9 years? That's the one thing he lacked, his mental aspect of his game. Like, he just can't – you know, if he had, like, Allen Iverson's mental abilities as far as zoning in on the game and taking over – he does that occasionally, but not enough. And honestly, I don't have any kind of I don't have a good feeling about this series. If I think, Hugh, you said earlier that you think this is the best we're getting the best version of him. Did you mean for the season or for right now?
For right now.
Right now, oh, we're done. They're done. They're not. They might not get past this series.
Well, Jeff, the way I feel is if this is what they're getting at Embiid, and Jeff, we appreciate it as always, I don't think they could win the series. They need more out of him. And I understand there's a limitation probably right now physically, but he's got to be better. I mean, the fourth quarter on Friday, for as much as we wanted to give him credit for the fourth quarter against the Heat, this was the opposite. 0 of 5 from the field in a winnable game. He was 2 of 11 in the when he was guarded by Mitchell Robinson. I mean, he had a lot of trouble in the second half of that game. He just felt like he didn't have any lift. There was no, I don't know. He was kind of like a ghost of himself in the second half.
Yeah, I think at that point, I don't know what his regimen is, and I don't know what they're doing to try to help him get past this, you know, as far as the chemistry part of it goes. But he needs to figure out a happy medium where he gets out there on the court and he feels comfortable where he is and knows that his body's not going to let him down. And I think once he gets to that point, he'll be fine. But he's not there yet. He's definitely not there yet.
But my issue is if he doesn't get there in the next two or three games, they're going
home.
He
has to.
But they're going home.
He has to. I think that right now that's the conversation that's being had. Be like, hey, man, you know, you're fine. Like, but you can tell – a doctor could tell you that all day, Joe, but you have to believe it. And that's the thing. I don't think he believes it right now. I don't think he believes that he's going to be fine. When he went down, I felt like everybody else felt. I was like, oh, man, here we go. And when he laid there – it was one of those things was like you just – I'm like, you know, being injured before and the way that he went down on the knee. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, can't be the knee because it's repaired. Like, and, you know it's not going to – you know, it's not – it's a highly unlikely that he re-injured the same knee
sure.
after it's been repaired. So it's just one of those things where probably clicking and popping, crepitus, and he just has to fight through that.
Well, so this is the second time it's happened in the last couple games, right? Like the game they played against the Magic, the second to last regular season game, he landed awkwardly, and then he didn't play in the last regular season game, and then we did it again. This game came out, and he came back, and he just didn't look right in the second half. Look, the Sixers have a lot of things that we could feel great about. Number one, I think they play good defense on Brunson. Like he did not play great. I don't think those Knicks – I don't think Josh Hart's going to make that many threes.
No, he's not going to be that guy.
Right, so like they could absolutely win this series. This team is not – this Knicks team is nothing special. They could beat them, but they need Embiid to be better. I don't want to hear he had a certain amount of points. He was, again, totally inefficient, you know, in terms of scoring. In the second half, he was pretty much invisible. Rob Adelko, what's up, Rob?
Rob.
Joseph, Hugh, how you doing, boy?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, Hugh, before I become Captain Negative here – I still think they're going to win the series. So it may sound hypocritical, but it's just because I don't think the Knicks are that good. They're a good team, but they're not a great
world
team. They're not world
beaters,
right. Here's my problem. Did Joel Embiid have minor knee surgery here? Is that what it was considered minor, right?
It was considered minor, but it took a long time for him to come back.
That's my point. How long has it been now? 3 months, Joe, since the surgery?
Probably maybe 2.5, close to 3. I think it was late January, early February, I believe the surgery was.
All right, it's a little over 2 and change, okay? My gosh, like, here's my point, and I disagree with Kyle, and when Kyle played that theme music for the guy, it's a joke, okay? Because
you know what? Shut up.
Listen, his new nickname should be Joel the If Embiid, okay? Not the process anymore, Joe. If. I-F. Because with this guy, it's if this, if that. Listen, we were worried about Joel getting through 82 games, right, guy? Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
He's proven he can't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's proven to me he can't get through 16 games of a playoff series to win the championship, right? He's proven that to me already, Joe. I'm worried about him getting through a quarter of a game now, this guy. Getting through one quarter of a game, standing upright after, like, the first quarter. Then I'm like, oh, man, can he make it after the second quarter, the third quarter? I mean, listen, here's my thing. If he plays for the Olympics, I love my country. We live in the greatest country in the world. You know, we all have different views, but it's the greatest country in the world. If he plays for the Olympics, Joe, I'm going to lose my mind. He should say, thank you, but no thank you. It's an honor, but, you know, I just don't feel, you know, with my body and all I'm
playing
this year.
He's playing for the Olympics.
And if he plays for them and he doesn't get hurt and he sits there and plays the whole Olympics, Joe, I'm done with him, Joe. I'm done with this guy because I'm tired of him with his hands on his knees, him laying on the ground. He's this, he's that. What, you know what's going to happen, Joe? At the end of all this, he's going to be 31, 32. All right, now we see the light. We can't. Now, what are you going to get for him? A bag of used basketballs? I mean, let him rest up. Let him get healthy this offseason. Joe, I'm ready to cut ties.
Well, I've Rob, I know you're not the one out there. Rob, we appreciate it. I just need him to be better tonight. Again, we'll get to the Olympic thing when it gets here. It would frustrate me, too, if he plays. But
he going to play.
Well, I hope he doesn't. But I need him to play better tonight and in Game 3. What I saw on Saturday is not good enough to beat the Knicks. It's just not good enough.
I think he's going to play better tonight. I think he's going to play with a lot more confidence.
Why?
Because I believe, Joe,
that's not a real reason.
That is a real reason, because I believe. I understand that people are down on Joel Embiid, and it looks like more of what it's been in the past. But I have to believe that you feel some type of way about the way your legacy is being written, because he even said it to Lisa Salters. And that's the only thing I have to go on. I have to believe that he knows that he doesn't want to go down in history books as that guy that had all this phenomenal talent, but he just kept getting hurt in the playoffs.
You know what? I don't doubt that he wants to, but my doubt is he just isn't built for this physically. His body doesn't allow him to be his best in the biggest games. It's all the evidence. I mean, I got to see him push through. I need a better version. If they're going to be – I need him to be better tonight. Nate in Southwest Philly. What's up, Nate?
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. You got to – if you don't believe, then you ain't no Sixers fan. This is my opinion. Like, come on, bro. All these dudes calling in, oh, man, he's soft, and the board TC, oh, his sneakers, this. And, come on, bro. Sketches give – hey, Hugh, Sketches give me $50 million, I'm wearing them. You hear me? I'm wearing them. I'm putting them on. I don't care what it is. $50 million, I'm wearing them.
I don't know about Sketches, though. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. I don't know about
Sketches. You don't know about Sketches. Snoop wearing Sketches. Everybody else wears Sketches. So am I.
I used to wear Sketches, though, back when they were cool.
$50 million, I wear. Nate, do you think he needs to be better to win the series?
Oh, yeah, he do. But listen, at the same time, if the confidence is not in his knee that he has, that he should have, because it's a minor surgery, he got to test it. He really got to test it. And I think right now, for him, it's a mind game. You feel me? I really do.
Yeah.
But all the people calling in R&B, soft and this and that, but when he was about to win the back-to-back MVP earlier in this year, y'all was D-riders, though, right? Everybody was on it. Oh, he the man, he this, he that. Man, he's soft. I don't want to hear that nonsense, man. Sixers winning this joint at six. I don't care what nobody said.
Well, Nate, I hope you're right. And I don't think he's soft. I think soft is the wrong word. He's playing through something. He came back. I mean, he decided to come back off of surgery quicker than some people believed. I don't think he's soft.
You know what it is? Embiid is suffering from ghost of Sixers past.
From ghost of Joel Embiid past.
Well, what I mean by that is this. Like, when you look at, for example, Jimmy Butler has a torn MCL or whatever it was. And he had that during the course of the game. And as you saw him play, you saw him physically slow down, but he played through it. You talk about Allen Iverson and some of the stuff that he's played through as a little guy. And we see Joel Embiid, and you're looking at him like, dog, you too big to be flopping on the ground and all this other stuff. I mean, that's a big dude, man. And if you've never been through it, that's a lot to play through an injury like the one that he's had and feel comfortable trying to go out there and be as physical as he's trying to be, knowing that your body's different and you have to be able to trust that.
I get it. I'm sure it's not easy, and I give him credit for trying, but I need him to be better. I mean, if this is the version we're getting.
And you need to realize, as a former player, you need to realize that when you're out there, like, nobody cares about the excuses that you're going to make. They just want to see the baby.
It's about the results.
They just want to see the baby.
Yeah, and he wasn't good enough the other night. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll keep the Sixers calls going. Can the Sixers win this series with this version of Embiid? Hugh believes they can. I think they need a way better version of Embiid starting tonight. And we'll get to the Phillies here coming up. Six straight wins. The pitching staff has been incredible. And there's mounting evidence now. I mean, I can't deny that there's only one baseball guy on this show. And his name... it's Hugh Douglas. We'll explain it next. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades. Regenerative medicine. If you are tired of achy joints, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call my friends at QC Kinetics right now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with their innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics here, people. using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Shinecup. Dr. Shinecup is a pioneer in this field with over 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, and you know, all that other good stuff. He wants to get you relief with a needle and not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about these exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation at 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. One more time, 215-999-3000.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.